This is Vision Destiny 2022, and this is actually the last session I'm going to do, which is session 29. I'm sharing my journals from 2021, some of the key themes, some of the things that I've been engaging with. Recently, I've been doing a lot of activations and group ascensions with people. This is a couple of encounters that I had recently where people shared what we were doing and seeing. I'm just going to engage that. I looked into the Father's eyes, saw fire. It was refining fire. Beyond that, I saw water flowing peacefully. Then I found myself looking over the earth shield. There were spirits of people from all over the world. Each were connected. As we opened our mouths to speak as one, a liquid gold poured over the shield. Each time we spoke, liquid gold flowed out. Then Jesus made a ball of fire in his hands. He hurled the ball of fire over the shield. It exploded in what was like a firework display as it connected with the shield, and I saw fear being consumed. I see the grid over the earth that has all those connecting places. At the nodal points, there's a Morse code type signal going out. As it went higher, the signal goes out into the cosmos. I sense partially it was a distress signal meant to communicate with others at the nodal points, but the frequency also went to the cosmos. There were a mixture of messages coming from the nodes. I could see many more layers above that, and as we went higher, the Morse code dissipated as it was swallowed up into a dark cloud. It was like this dark cloud collected everything and put it into a place, like a cocoon, where it becomes something else. It's not time yet for this thing to hatch or come out. Now, these are encounters that are representative of themes or things that God wants us to engage with. And they are connected, they link together. But the meaning of them is not necessarily always totally clear until you engage or go further into it. What is that dark cloud? Is that the dark cloud around the presence of God within the realm of light in perfection? Is that the dark cloud that shields beings when they're being restored? You know, there are many dark clouds, so you have to draw from what happens. I saw how the universe is held together. The Lord said, the same way your body cells are held together, it's done by the intent of your will. There is a beautiful design of Kintsugi holding the universe together, his grace, glory, love, etc. I've been too aware of the negative things going on in the earth, but the Father is saying it's okay. Now, sometimes we do pick up negative things. It's not to get down on that. Father says, okay, but don't get bogged down when it comes to those things, because he's got it. We are seeing change and transformation take place. I engaged the light realm face to face with the Father, where I connected to his heart. A matrix of light formed around me, and I aligned and came into agreement with it as it conformed me to its intention, represented by a sacred geometric shape. Now, this was an experience that I've had many, many times. And as I engage the Father's heart, engage the face, the light, which is the intention of his will, just begins to shape around me into a particular shape. And I connect with that shape, and I then come into conformation with that shape. Then my desires and my intentions are aligned to his. And that's how it works when I engage there. I was totally just being. Now, sometimes you go and you start thinking, how does this work? What are you going to do with this? But I was just being there. I was just being in that place. I was just allowing this light to form around me and to form me and conform me. And then I noticed that light came from the Father's face, not as beams of light, but they were more like filaments of light, like a mycelial network that was sort of infiltrating. Each filament carried the message of union. And that's what I really, really felt. That was infiltrating, and it was touching creation. Sort of at a level, which was at a quantum level, at a level that is a foundational level, not just at a conscious level, but deeper than that. It's an invitation to come into union. That's what I felt. I felt a very strong desire for union that will counteract the fractures and divisions that I've seen. And, you know, we see many things going on the earth. We see many things going on in the cosmos, in the dimensions. Most of those things are things which are a result of independence, of rebellion, and they are creating fractures, divisions, and separations. And union is the antidote for that. Union and Limitless, two angels that I've engaged with a lot, came in agreement with the desire for union. They stood with me in that place, and I felt empowered by that. I felt several words in my mind at that moment: communion, cosmic union, co-union. They all began to form around me in the light as intentions. It felt like the light invitation touched different aspects of creation. It isn't necessarily always the whole of something. Sometimes God works in parts, engages certain things at certain times. I listened for a response, and I felt a sigh as the invitation was received. That could have been a sigh of relief or anticipation, but it was like a heavy sigh, not a groan. Groan is what I normally feel, that sort of deep underlying sound that creation is giving, which is the desire for freedom. This was something different. I thought, what do we do with that? Then I found myself in a room, which I've only ever seen once before, which was in another group ascension. And in that room, they had a big oval table or a sort of bench type thing, and the Father was sitting at it and was very focused. And his focus was like, this is serious. You know, I felt an air of solemnness, seriousness about it. It was like this was important, what he was doing. There were piles of papers, and he was picking up a paper and authorizing it by giving it a big tick and then handing it out to those who were there. And there were angelic beings and others who were there. It felt like these were executive orders that the Father was making and giving as assignments. Then four angels came: Union, Covenant, Peacemaker, and Family, and they were each given an executive order. I wasn't given one, but I felt I could have been if I wanted one, and I knew I could come back here if needs be. I thought about the Earth Shield, and we all went there, the angelic beings that were receiving assignments. It was buzzing, pulsating, and humming with light. Very active, very different from experiences that I had before with it. It was very powered up, very energized. There was light going so fast around the Earth, it looked like time-lapse photography. They were so excited, they were buzzing, the whole Earth Shield was pulsating with excitement about the Father's heart for union. The desire for union, co-union, communion, cosmic union was encoded in the light that was connected to all of us. The light of the light shield was like a ring of light. It was energized and went up and down, to and fro around the Earth, in a way, whether it was scanning the Earth or engaging the Earth. There was so much energy, the whole shield was pulsating. There were other groups of angels that connected together to participate in the Father's desire for union. Union as a group of angels was the common unifying factor in those groups. One of the other groups was one that, again, I've engaged with lots of the times: Union, Liberty, Limitless, and Blessing. And they were engaged in this whole mission and commission. This is a picture of how Union, Liberty, Limitless, and Blessing are aligned to the four faces of God around the throne of God, or on the mercy seat. Someone kindly drew that up for me. But it's a commissioning aligned to the four faces of God, aligned to the four windows of heaven, the four dimensional gates. There's many things that connect, and these four angels connect, and they're also aligned to the four dimensional doorways, which are the four corners of the Earth, which are engaged around the everlasting doors. So there was great excitement, but the angels in the Earth Shield were still waiting. Union was the energy of the light, but I thought, where should that energy be directed? Did we direct it, or did the angels already know? But there was seemingly a pause. Even though there was such energy and excitement, there was a pause, a waiting for something. The different groups of angelic beings, even though they had been given executive orders, seemed to be waiting for us. So I felt that we could give them direction, for those executive orders, and we can go and get executive orders if we feel led to go in and engage it ourselves. So there may be some things that we can direct because they've already got it, but we need to authorize it. And there may be more things that we can get and then begin to engage with ourselves. So those four angels who have this authorization, I believe we could authorize them to give an invitation to their opposites, to that which is in opposition to them, those who are in opposition, which is totally contradictory to the purposes of God for union. And of course, God, in terms of relationship and union, is in total contradiction to division and separation and all those things. So these opposites are division, competition, conflict or warmongering, and tribalism. And the four angelic orders can go and engage them with a mandate for restoration and give an invitation to their opposites to be restored. And they were given those executive orders, and I felt now we can commission them to do that. They can go in the opposite spirit to dampen down what the opposition is doing in the earth and bring about union, covenant, peacemaking, and family as a underlying infiltrating leaven into the earth. So we just authorized you, and this is what I said, we just authorized you to take your executive orders into the atmosphere, into the spiritual realm that division and conflict is taking place in, to go into the religious arena, into the church arena, into the world arena, wherever there is division, wherever there is competition, conflict, and tribalism, to where this is creating separation, brokenness, fragmentation in the earth and out into the cosmos. So we release you into the earth, release you into the cosmos, we release you into the solar system. We release you to go out into the whole of creation to be a brotherhood where light would begin to penetrate the darkness, penetrate the divisiveness and division and any conflict and warmongering that's going on. We give you the permission to take the invitation, to take that message, to take the light and the truth of the love of God and the Father's desire for union. Someone saw their sons who are vibrating as one within the earth shield. As people wake up, that frequency is added into the atmosphere and into the oneness. So as people begin to come into their positions of sonship, engage in the earth shield, in oneness of heart, there is an increase. The more we come into love, the more fear has to abate. The greatest strategy the enemy has is to stop people receiving love through damage and hurt, so they shield themselves from emotions. This all stops people from experiencing unconditional love that the Father is and wants them to receive. So they don't know the Father and can't receive from him because of the pain, hurt, damage that they've received through conflict, division, separation, and various other things that have fragmented and broken their souls. Pain makes it hard to contemplate unconditional love, and most people see love as a reward. We need a global awakening to the reality of love, which is the true nature of God. Love is not what the religious systems have told them. I'm sensing like warrior angels or angels that were guarding a portal. These were guardian sentinel angels. I really feel that we need executive order to enter the portal they are guarding. I'm aware of guardians who are guarding various types of portals. I feel this portal is a significant one, and I believe we can go and get executive orders to go and investigate it. So I'm going before the oval table with the Father and presenting my heart and presenting what he has already shown me. Father has just given me, on behalf of this group, some papers, executive orders. This is the authorization to access and enter the West Gate. Father said to me that this year we will have permission to enter it. He said that previously in an encounter. The West Gate is a gate that has been opened a number of times in history, in modern history, in a negative way, 1917, 1946, but also many times or times in more ancient history. It is currently guarded and protected by those warrior sentinel angels to ensure that it is not open to allow negative things through. But we can now open it next time we gather, as we now have an invitation. We have the authorization of the executive order to open the Western Gate, to go through it and explore what is beyond that Western Gate. I'm really excited about that. The gate is connected to the four corners of the earth and the everlasting doors. It's one of the four-dimensional gateways. So I believe this is really important. It's exciting. And the next time, I think we can access it as we already have a mandate. Okay. Sun, Semtepter, the 18th sun, come deeper into who we are. So I set the desire of my heart on drawing closer and going deeper. Now, when the Father says things like that, so what does he mean? How do you do it? Those are all things that can get in the way. So all I do, I don't try and figure it out. I don't try and understand it. I just engage it. So I set the desire of my heart on drawing closer, going deeper, and my whole consciousness became submerged into I am. As I went deeper, it felt like I was going through all the stages and levels of my journey so far. Perhaps it was a recap before something new. Everything just came to my mind in that moment. Then I went beyond where I'd been before, beyond unconditional love, limitless grace, and triumph and mercy, to be at one with everything. And this was a creational reality within I am that I am. I was able to feel the emotions and thoughts of all things for a moment, and I felt connected in a way I had never done before. This state of being was beyond union and oneness of heart and mind, where I had been before, to a new state of existence that was what always had been intended, but was not possible because of independence. So God always intended that his children would be in this state of union with everything, of being connected, but because of independence, it hasn't been possible. Son, you are now lost in this state, swimming in a vast ocean of being one with all things. So you can now appreciate what is possible when restoration of all things is complete. And I could. It was like, wow, this is going to be awesome. How could the Father's intention be anything other than awesome? It will be what is best. But we have to overcome our memory of what has been to engage something new. What you are feeling is a fellowship with all things at a level that goes beyond what was in the beginning to a new level because of your ascension to maturity as our precious son. Now, mankind went into a lesser state, humanity, and in that lesser state, there was a level of enlightenment that when you become a son of God, increases, and then a process of ascension brings you into maturity. That is what Adam and Eve would have gone through had they have not chosen independence. They would have still gone through the stages of maturity, and there are 12 stages of maturity that we can go through, and God is calling us to engage in that process of coming into a state, an ascended state. This is where the whole of humanity must go so that mankind can flourish and blossom along with all creation in a union that is beyond. I realized that I was not just connected to feel and think with creation, but I was it, and it was me. There was a harmony of oneness that had no separation of identity. All was me, and I was all. That's the only way I can describe it. It was like being one. The feelings and emotions at that moment far surpassed even the depth of the oracles of the Father's heart I'd previously encountered. Son, you know by now that there is always going to be a beyond your present state of being. And becoming is what is next beyond just being in a state of rest to become rest itself. Now again, what does that mean? That's going to be a process. That's going to be a journey that I'm going to take and go beyond and engage it. But I can't explain it right now, and I don't know exactly what that's going to be right now, but I'm excited for it, and I'm going to pursue it and desire it. You must go beyond being connected to creation in emotions and thoughts to become creation with no separation of identity. Then the next stage of your journey can begin. Son, there are many seasons ahead and many roads to travel on the journey to become, so let this experience be the catalyst that prepares you for being beyond. And these are what these things do. They sort of prime you, and they prepare you, and they create in you a hunger and a desire for. But you still stay in rest. It's not a striving. I don't have to do this. I just have to continue walking out this journey with him. There may be many ways, many roads, many twisting turns, but I'm just going to keep walking. Being beyond is far more than going beyond, as you will discover. So being and going are two different things. I have gone beyond into places, into dimensions, into engagements, but this is being beyond. And we all need to continue to become all that we are. Son, you cannot describe this journey for others. They must discover it for themselves. So this must be your last Vision Destiny series. So that's what the father said. I wasn't expecting him to say that, although I sort of had an inkling, but I really wasn't expecting it. So this will be the last Vision Destiny series, as it is like this. They started, I think, back in 2014. So I think there have been 7 series. They've increased in number. This one, I think, is obviously going to be 29. But this will be the last one. Now, why? And this is what the father said. You've known this time was approaching. I sort of did. And it's now here. So this new season will be an end and a new beginning for you. So what that will be. You can produce a series of books that catalogue your journeys to this point, and you can share your group encounters, but no more journals of our conversations and experiences. Heaven is about to enter a season of rest beyond mercy, so must you. So be ready for the withdrawal symptoms you will feel as you begin this new period. So it's going to be difficult not doing what I've been doing. You know, I've been doing this, as I said, for the last 7 years, and now I'm not going to be doing it that way anymore. Son, you have gone from leading a church on this journey in a corporate way to finding the individual path to enlightenment that all must follow to know their true identity. And along the way, the whole concept of church was deconstructed. Our whole concept of how this works was deconstructed. We stopped doing the religious stuff that we were doing, and now we just are. We're in relationship, and we are outworking that relationship through the things that we're mandated to do as freedom, bringing freedom, engaging our community in freedom, and many other different things, doing this course and other things that I'm doing. And it's become a sense where all of us need to know who we are so we can know who we are together. If we're trying to get our identity from our corporate sense, then we won't know who we are and we'll be reliant on the corporate, and that's dangerous because that's a controlling factor. And that's why many religious groups and cults and other groups, they control people because people are desperate to belong. They're desperate to find their identity, but they're doing it in a corporate sense of belonging with another group, and they need to find out who they are individually before coming together group-wise. This has enabled you to equip those who are willing to persevere in the Engaging God community to be able to follow their own path to enlightenment. Once individual identity is discovered, then corporate identity can be found, but not just as church, but with creation. We must go beyond the religious system to engage in a creational reality, a restoration of all things reality. Son, this is why we're drawing our children out of the false security of groups into the wilderness of discovering true self, so that they can all become one with all things and enter, if you like, the promised land of full true identity of sonship. Son, enjoy the rest of becoming, and there will be more beyonds for you, but you cannot share them with others as they must discover them on their own journey. There is a beyond to helping our children to find and fulfill their destiny that they can only discover for themselves in their own beyond beyond, which is why I think God has got me to stop here, because I think this is a point where everyone needs to find where they're going to go. And it's a danger when people share their stories and their testimonies. They can be inspirational, but also they can be copied or trying to pursue. You can't be me. I can't be you. We are who God made us to be, and we need to discover that. And I think that's the rationale behind what God is saying. And the 8th of September, when God spoke to me about this, was actually the anniversary of my first encounter in heaven in 2008, which was also 8th of September. Now this is a date when I'll stop sharing my journal. So that was the end, and it was the beginning, and now it's a new beginning. And that's really what happens. Now, of course, that does not mean that my journey's over or that I'm going to stop journaling, but I will not be sharing them as a Vision Destiny series. The end is always a new beginning. So I encourage you to complete your own journey. Never give up. keep persevering, be willing to step out of the boat of the security systems you may have been in your life, your whole life. Be willing to come out of those religious systems if they're holding you back. We've gone through and are still going through individual and corporate deconstruction of our beliefs and our identity to discover who we are on our own, so we can truly become one with each other and with the all things of creation. And it's so important that we recognize that whole process. This has been a 14-year journey that has taken me beyond again and again. I thank you for walking with me for part of the way, allowing me to walk with you for part of the way. It's been an honor and a privilege to be able to share the things that God's spoken to me and things I've done and the encounters I've had with some of you in Restoration Government groups and in other groups. And it's been a wonderful time, which I've thoroughly enjoyed sharing with you and sharing the things that I've experienced. But now that season's over, and now we're moving into another. Thank you for all your support and encouragement along the way. And I know people have supported me in various different ways, signing up for our blog, signing up for the Engaging God program, buying the books and the material, sending gifts, which I'm thoroughly appreciative of. And really thank you for all your support and encouragement, your emails and encouraging things. I just love the way in which I can share with people the journey that I've had. The journey to your true individual and oneness identity lies beyond, where I can take you. So continue to boldly go beyond your beyond. And I would really, really encourage you to do that. Don't stop here. Don't think this is the end. God is still speaking. God's still engaging. There's so much more for all of us to discover. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the next season of what that will mean for me. I know God has spoken to me about engaging more from a heavenly perspective and less from an earthly one. How that will work out and what that means, I'm not really sure. But I know it's going to be an exciting journey, a continual wild ride of discovery. When I look back and look over my journey and see all the amazing things that God has said and done and all the amazing things I've learned and experienced, the most wonderful thing of it all is being able to be face to face in the light of God's presence and know Him. Not just know about Him, but to actually know Him and go deeper into that knowledge and to engage with others in such a way that we are in a oneness, this oneness of the mind of Christ, this oneness of union. And God is bringing about transformation in the earth. I think the earth shield and the participation in that is really important. And I would encourage you, if you're not engaging that earth shield, ask God for a mandate to do so. You know, you're seated in heavenly places, you have access, heaven's open, the veil is torn. You know, we can all engage, and I would encourage you to participate. We need a tipping point, a shift, that the momentum will increase to such a point where it will begin to exponentially increase on the earth, that more and more people awaken, this global awakening of consciousness to the reality of love. This engaging with the true nature of who God is as unconditional love is so much more for us to experience, so much more for us to engage in. You know, I've so enjoyed this whole process. It's been tough. It's been difficult at times. There's been times when, you know, I've been so deconstructed, I just didn't know where I was or what I was doing. But God's been with me. He's never left me. He never will leave me or forsake me. He'll never leave you or forsake you. He's in you. He's with you. Just become more aware and more conscious of His presence. Enter into that rest. Be filled with love, joy, and peace each day. Enter rest. Live from being and not doing. Be free from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and live on the pathway of the tree of life, eating its fruit. It will sustain you and it will give you all that you need to fulfill all you're called to do as you fulfill your destiny and go beyond. So let's just finish this again with an activation. I just encourage you to close your eyes and begin to just slow down your thinking and rest. Come to that place where you're breathing more deeply, your physical body, your mind, your emotions, your whole being is entering a state of rest. You can think of the name of God. You can breathe in and breathe out. Receive the unconditional love of God. Be still and feel that love, feel that acceptance, that affirmation. God loves you unconditionally. You are his son. Be still and know that. Just be still and know that he's God. Just let the frequency of his being surround you and captivate you. Love, joy and peace. Truth, limitless grace, triumphant mercy. Just invite love, joy and peace to flow through you, to create an atmosphere of rest around you. Rivers of living water flowing from your innermost being. Live in that atmosphere, saturated with love, joy, and peace. Feel the frequency of love. Feel the frequency of joy. Feel the frequency of peace. Just open up your hearts, open up your minds to go beyond, to follow the journey beyond, beyond. Engage the Father face to face in the light of his presence. Allow his intentions to conform you. Just open your hearts. Just be willing to go wherever the Father takes you. Be willing to do whatever the Father directs you. But come from that place where you are at rest, knowing who you are, knowing your true identity, your true position, your true authority as a son of God, ascended into that state of union and oneness. Just enter into that state.